Well, you have a way of checking your temperature?
Well, a thermometer, of course, okay, or feeling your forehead.
Yeah, and, okay, or when you go to the barber, he might, if you haven't shaved in a while, you might be growing a what?
Beard.
Okay. Now, the old-time storekeepers, where would he keep his pencil?
Back of his ear.
Back of his ear? Which ear is this? This is my...
That's your right ear.
And?
Left.
What?
Left.
Left what?
Ear.
Okay. Now, when somebody's mumbling, you might say to them, take that chewing gum. Or, you know, when you were at the table, your mother might try and say, what would she try and say to you? I mean, what would she say to you about your manners?
Watch your table manners.
Don't try and talk with your
mouth full.
Your mouth full. And you might be trying to eat too fast and you get a...
Choke yourself.
Get a chicken bone stuck in your...
Yeah.
Or get a big piece of steak caught in your where?
Windpipe.
Yeah. And... Well, your what? You call it your...
They would speak in your throat.
Yeah.
Could be that.
And you couldn't what? It was so big you couldn't...
Swallow it.
And, now, what did they call this part of the part that would go up and down there? It's called your...
I can't think of it, but I have heard it.
Yeah. You ever heard of a goozle?
No, they never used that.
Okay.
Part, yeah.
Well, you tie a tie around your
neck.
Well, have you ever heard of giving them a necktie party?
Oh, yes, party? But they didn't speak of it this time.
That was old Western.
That's Western, yeah.
Yeah. Now the dentist looks at your
teeth.
He'd say, I got to pull a
couple of teeth.
Or pull one. Mm-hmm. One what? One
tooth.
You know, a lot of times the disease, that pyrrhea was the disease of the
gums.
Yeah. Now this is the what?
That's the hand.
And this is the
palm.
Palm of your hand, you got two.
Two hands.
And if you're going to fight somebody, you double them to make
your fist.
Yeah. When somebody got mad at you, what would they do? They'd shake their
fist at you.
Yeah. Now, what was that disease that people would get any place they would bend? They'd be a little sore in the...
In the joints.
Yeah. And that was called... Well, we mentioned that. You were telling me the story about the man who needed something for his arthritis?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the upper part of a man's body is, as you might say, he's got a broad...
Chest.
Or wide...
Shoulders.
Shoulders,
yeah.
A man who was a big man, not necessarily a strong man. Well, he was could lift a lot of weights, but maybe he's a little overweight. You'd say he was a kind of
overweight.
Okay, overweight, or he was also. He's a mighty
hefty.
Hefty.
You see, that wasn't a term used here. You see, that's one thing they had other ways of expressing it, which don't come to me immediately sometimes. Being bilingual, even speaking three languages here, there was many different ways, even when they spoke English, of speaking it, thinking of it in a different way. You understand?